All right, episode 6 of the podcast. I can't believe I'm doing this for 6 weeks now. But thanks for everyone for tuning in. I know this, I promised to have a guest on this week, but I lied. I don't have a guest on today, but I'll do something better or like equally. I'm just going to share. First, I wanted to talk about how to find good spots to like amazing spots to take pictures of, like when you travel, or how do you orientate yourself or find good spots while you're traveling. Not going to do this today, maybe in a different episode. Today, I thought I'm just going to share 3 stories that happened to me while I was traveling. And they're pretty intense and pretty funny. So just grab a cup of coffee and just relax. Today, I'm going to be just like some story time. I just poured myself a nice little oat milk latte, and just going to share those stories with you. I think it's going to be a quick and fun one, but let's get into it. First, I want to say thanks to everybody who listened so far. I really appreciate it. It started off something new, and it's nice to hear some feedback, and then people actually listen to what I have to say. It really helps me like that I keep this podcast going. And I promise in the future I have more guests on. I already confirmed some. It's just hard sometimes with the scheduling and stuff like that. But yeah. Also, if you're interested, as you might know, I'm doing an Iceland trip this year in September from the 14th until the 21st of September. We're going to Iceland for 7 days, and we're just going to explore there a little bit. Get a group of 15 people together. I have 8 people so far. So if you still want to join, there's still a few spots left. There's some information on that on my Instagram. And yeah, if you have any question about it, DM me on Instagram. And yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I'm just going to have a sip of my coffee and then just get started with the first story. Two happened all on the same trip. And I probably have some more to share. Like, I think I'm going to do this occasionally where I share just some travel stories. But 2 of the stories I shared today, they happened on the first, on the same trip. And it was like, I think it was like 5 years ago. I think it was 2000. No, it was longer ago. But I'll get into that. Just having a sip of coffee. Yeah, 2 of them happened on the same trip. I was going through a Europe road trip in the winter, actually. I think the whole trip started in February. My parents and I, we were visiting my brother in Edinburgh because he was studying abroad there. And then after that, I went to Dublin. So my parents drove me to Wales because they were like going there, and they dropped me off, and I took the ferry over to from Wales. You can take a ferry from Holyhead to Dublin, I think that's what it's called. And I arrived in Dublin and I stayed at the hostel. That was like 6-7 years ago, where on this trip I stayed in hostels quite a bit. And it was a fun trip. I really liked Ireland to go traveling. I'm actually going back there in the summer this year. But yeah, it was February in Dublin, and I stayed at the Generator Hostel. It's a big chain in Ireland. Not in Ireland in general. It's like all over Europe, the General Hostels. They're pretty big hostels. But yeah, it was fun. I stayed in like a 8-bed dorm. Which, yeah, now I wouldn't really want to stay there anymore. But yeah, at the time I stayed there. And yeah, the first night was great. Then how it is, then you switch hostels for a bit. So I stayed, I think, 2 nights in the Generator. And then I switched to a different hostel. And that's where the first story kind of happened. So as you know, Ireland is a big city where a lot of people get drunk a lot. and it's a party city. And if you're staying in hostels, the chances are high you're in the room with some young people that party. I mean, I was young at the time too. I was like, yeah, I think, yeah, it's like, I can't remember. It's like 6 years ago now. But yeah, as I said, I was like, this is a party city. So chances are high that like drunk people, that's what I hate about hostels. Like drunk people enter the room in the middle of the night and you can't like wake you up and then start snoring. I mean, snoring, I think, is way worse if you're drunk. So that adds to like why I don't like sleeping in hostels anymore. But anyways, I was sleeping in my bed. I was at the, you know, like I think six people were in the room and I think everybody was sleeping already, which was surprising. I started heading to bed and then it's also like all guys in the room, I think, because like it's a mixed dormitory, so you sleep with guys and girls. And I think which is great for females because there's only female only rooms, so I think it's better for the female people, for the women to have their privacy. But yeah, I stayed in the lower bunk bed and above me there was already someone sleeping. So yeah, it's all as well. And the problem was that the door, like the lock was broken. Like everybody can just come in. And I think in the middle of the night, somebody came in and I mean, whatever, like just somebody heads to bed, went out partying and comes late at night and just heads to bed. And I kind of like woke up when he came in. I'm not like completely, I just was like half asleep or something. And then all of a sudden, he was like going next to my bed, but I mean, the other bunk bed was right next to it. And all of a sudden I hear this sound, which is like, yeah, this like sound, kind of sounded like a waterfall or something. Like somebody was peeing. And I was like, what the actual is going on right now? And I was half asleep, so I didn't really realize if that was a dream or not, or it was just like, yeah, it's just in my head. But so I kind of thought that this, I must be dreaming or something, right? Like subconscious, like I was thinking that. And then somebody tried to head to his bed, but to the head above me. So somebody was sleeping already in there. And then they were arguing, like, because like somebody was sleeping in there. And this guy who came in, he just tried to get into like the bed above me. And he said like, oh, he was like so drunk. He's like, oh, it's fine. We can just sleep there together. Like you're in my bed. Because he thought that's his bed. But somebody was already in there. So they started arguing. And then all of a sudden, like I kind of woke up a little bit more. And then the whole room kind of woke up. And somebody turned the light on. And yeah, it's just like they were arguing. And yeah, so I just realized that the guy actually pissed against the wall right next to me. And my whole luggage was like under my bed. And then there's like his pee was all over the floor right next to my bed. There was like, luckily my suitcase was kind of in a, you know, in like a crate, which was lifted from the floor. So it was like not, like I think no pee touched it kind of. But like my shoes were right next to where he peed. So they were like, there were like sprinkles of pee on there. So it was just so disgusting. And then somebody like went down and got someone from the hostel, I think. And apparently they resolved the situation. Somebody from the hostel came up and then he was actually like one floor above, like, cause he was so drunk, he didn't realize he was on one floor too high. And because the lock was broken at our door, he just could come in, with his card or like he didn't. So like, yeah, you didn't even need a card to get in. And I don't know what happened, but maybe he was, his bathroom was on this side. Like I don't even like, and then nobody like cleaned up, like nobody cleaned up the piss that was on the floor and it was there all night. Like it was insane. Like when I woke up the next morning, like this pee was still there and it obviously it smelled so bad. So it's like, oh my God. And then I, luckily like not, none of my luggage was like, full of pee, but yeah, it was like so disgusting. And I tried to clean off my shoes the next day in the shower, and yeah, just like cleaned them off as much as possible. But yeah, that was one of the worst hostel experiences I've ever had. It's like, imagine somebody just peeing right next to your head, just against the wall. It was just like insane. Insanity. And then actually, like, on the same trip, which is like kind of a different story, I went to Dublin, and then after that I went to Galway, which is like, I think it's 2-hour drive on the east coast, on the west coast. Dublin is on the east coast and Galway is on the west coast. And then I met my friend Sammy, and she told me that in the hostel there, somebody, like, she was sleeping also in the lower bed, and somebody was, there's like some liquid coming from her mat, like through her mattress. And at first she thought like somebody's water bottle must have like leaked or something, but then she realized it's like warm stuff. Like, it's warm. It dripped on her. And then she kind of like got up and thought like I think the guy was also so drunk that he peed in his bed, and then it soaked through the mattress and on her, which is like so even more disgusting than the story that happened to me. But yeah, the Ireland, like a lot of drinking happening. I'm sure that happens in some other countries, but like this is like the same, like the pee stories. There was just a few days in between when she told me that story and when it actually happened to me, which is like, yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, it's not all hostels are like that. Like, there's other hostels where it's not so much partying, it's more like chill people. I guess it depends what hostel you go to. You can also like read the reviews on Hostel World or something. But yeah, you never know. Some hostels are really good, and sometimes it's not really busy and you can just enjoy your time there. I mean, I like to, because it's like usually those hostels where there's a lot of partying going on, that's where you easily meet other people. So I'm not against them. I'm just saying like those stories happened to me. But if you want to get like a good night's rest and you want to get up early and like start exploring, maybe those party hostels are not the best place to stay. But anyways, yeah, this was one of my worst experience while traveling in a hostel. And yeah, some other stories. The other one happened on the same trip. After that, I kind of flew to actually one of my cheapest flights. I remember I flew from after that I flew to Scotland, but that was actually my cheapest flight ever I've been on. It was like €5 to fly from Dublin to Edinburgh, I think, which was like, yeah, $5. Like, the bus is more expensive, which is crazy. But the other story happened in Oslo, actually. So after that, I flew to Oslo because they have really cheap flights to Iceland, which where I was going after. And Oslo was interesting because at that time I stayed in my first Airbnb. That was like 6 or 7 years ago. I think Airbnb wasn't that popular. It was just like a thing that just started going. And I just said, why not try it out? Like, whatever. And I stayed at this, it's at the first Airbnb in Oslo at the time. She's an older lady. She's like mid-50s, like 50 years old. She was from Brazil. And she lived in Oslo, though. And she had a tiny apartment, but the reviews were great. Like, all the reviews were great. And she had this tiny apartment in the middle of Oslo. And there was, I think, it was so crazy. Like, first when I arrived, there's only two people staying there. She had like bunk beds in her like small room there. And there's like 4 bunk beds, I think, and then a couch. So it could host like 5 people in that tiny apartment. And then when I checked in, like, there's only like 2 or 3 people there. But I think I stayed there 3 nights. I think the most people that stayed there was, I think, like 7 or 8 people, because there was like a couch in the room where I stayed at, and like four bunk beds. And then two people actually slept, I think, in the kitchen, which is like, there's a couch in the kitchen where you could sit on. And in the night, it was just like functioning like as a bed, I guess. And there's like, yeah, and she was also staying there in the room right next to like the main room where all the travelers slept. And it was just like such a tiny apartment with eight people. It was, yeah. And I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. And then the first night, everything was nice. Like everybody, I slept well and stuff like that. But then I think it was like my last night, actually. She said like, oh, I want to have, I want to make you some dinner. Like she made some traditional soup, which is typical for Norway. I was like, oh, that's great. Like, and then everybody got together and she said like, I'll give you like a traditional Norwegian, Norwegian liquor, like a hard liquor kind of like spirits. And yeah, it was like a great night. And then she just started to tell a little bit of like a weird stories. Like she said, she told the whole group about these hot Germans that stayed her there, and they're like only wearing shorts for breakfast. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Why are you telling these stories and stuff like that? And then all of a sudden, she only stopped. She stopped giving alcohol to the other people there. There was like two girls. I think one girl was from India, I think, and then one girl was from New Zealand, and then two guys from China, I think. And then all of a sudden, she stopped giving them hard alcohol. She only gave, because the bottle was empty, and she had some vodka left, and she only poured mead and said, the other people, you had enough. It's like, why? Like, it's kind of weird. Like, why are you only giving me stuff, right? And then she started talking about these hot Germans that stayed at her place. It's like, okay, like, what the fuck is going on here? And then I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I just have the shot and then just like, yeah, head to bed. But then it came out that it was one of the birthday of like one of the, I think it was the Indian girl that stayed there. It was her birthday. And so we all decided to head to like the bar around the corner. And she said to me like, oh, are you coming to the bar? And I said, sure. And she said, I'm only coming when you're coming. I said, what the fuck? Like, it's just like a little weird. And then we went to the bar, and you had to order your drinks at the bar. And we had a table there. So everybody was sitting at the table. And I went up to the bar, and there was this Italian guy, and he was really nice. So I started talking to him for like quite a bit. And didn't go back to the table. And then she came over and said, why are you not sitting with us? I want to talk to you and stuff like that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you're a little bit creepy now. And she was like, say mid-50s or something, or like beginning of 50s. And I was like 22 or something. But yeah, so I think one girl got really drunk. So we had to, like, I think she went back with her to get her to bed. And then I eventually went back to the place. And then she was like going back and forth, like just next to my bed, and just making eye contact, and like you doing like the winking, like, you know, like I can't really describe it. She was like looking at me and just whatever. And you know, the bad thing was at that apartment, she was like really onto me. Like I could tell, like for real. And the bad thing about that apartment was when you wanted to go to the bathroom, you had to go through her room where she was sleeping and then go to the bathroom there, because it was kind of an ensuite in her room. It's like, what the hell? Like, I had to pee eventually, and I said, I'm not going there. I'm not going in this room. What if she like takes me and stuff like that? So I just ended up not going to the bathroom. And then like one of the girls texted me, actually, because she noticed it as well, that she was like really on to me. And I said, okay, like I'm not going into that room. And then the next day I wanted to leave, and I just messaged her, like you can message on an Airbnb, right? And it's just, okay, I'm ready to leave. And then she said, okay, like you, like, because I knocked at her door and said, okay, I'm leaving. And then she said, yeah, you can come in. And she said she didn't, she only wore like a bathrobe, but it was open and she didn't wear anything underneath, which is like, and she hugged me. I'm just like, okay, I have to get out of here. So I just left so quickly. And at the time I didn't, because it was like my first Airbnb stay kind of, so I asked her like what I should write as a review. And she said like, oh yeah, you sweetie, you can write whatever you want. And it's like, oh my God. She was like a little creepy, but yeah, that was kind of one of my first Airbnb experiences I had. But yeah, the other experience, the third story is actually also had to do something to do with Airbnb. But that was way later. That was like a couple of years later. But it's also an intense story, which was not on the same trip. But it was still a little creepy what happened there in that other story. Just having another sip of my coffee. I don't know, like, how are you liking the story so far? I feel like I just realized I had one other story it's a little bit weird, but I think I'd save that for another podcast. Maybe share like a season two, like an episode two of the story time, because we already have 21 minutes and I like to keep it, when I'm just by myself, I like to keep it a little shorter. So maybe like aim for half an hour, that you don't, guys don't get bored of what I say. I'm just gonna have another sip of delicious oat milk latte that I made myself. So yeah, the third story happened in the United States. It happened in Seattle. And it was kind of weird in a way that, so my brother and I, we were skiing, and he came to visit me and went for like a ski road trip. And after that, he was staying here for two more days and then we had some time left. So I decided, oh, why not go down to Seattle? It's like from Vancouver, it's kind of like a 1.5-2 hour drive, depending like how long it takes to cross the border. And at that day, it took a very long time. Like we were stuck at the border because when you're from Germany, you have to go in and get a stamp and your passport. And then if there's a big group in front of you, it can take a long time. So I think we waited there for 3 hours. So the anticipated 1.5 hour trip to Seattle took like 5 hours in total, because we had to wait for 3 hours. And then once we arrived in Seattle, everything was kind of closing down already. You know, the fish market where they throw the fish there was already closing. But before we went there, we went to our Airbnb. And once we arrived, it was a shared house and we slept in the basement. And the basement was like totally ours, I think. And there was a door to the basement. And yeah, we had a room there. And once we arrived at the Airbnb, there was a note on the bed which said, your payment didn't go through. Your stuff is in the living room. The room has been cleared out for the next guests. I was like, what the hell? Like, is that the stuff from like the previous guy and he doesn't know that his payment doesn't go through and his stuff is in the living room now? I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So the stuff was still there. So I messaged the guy from the Airbnb. He was managing multiple properties in Seattle. And so I let him know that this note is there. And he said, oh, it's fine. It probably like was just a mistake and he'll move out and go somewhere else. So it was like afternoon. So it's like, okay, whatever. He will get there when we get back and get his stuff. And then we went like to like the fish market, but as I said, everything was already closed. And yeah, so we just had a little dinner. And we came back to the Airbnb around, I would say, 9 or 10. And the stuff was still there. It was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So he doesn't know that he can't sleep in his bed right now. Because it was like 10 o'clock and he still hasn't realized it. And what if he comes back and he just wants to get into the room in the middle of the night and just wants to sleep there? Like, he can't do that because we are in there. So I messaged the guy again and I didn't get any response. And then we stayed up for, I think, two or more hours. And it was like 12. It was a Sunday night. And it's like, okay, this guy's not coming. Whatever, right? So we locked the door just to be safe. You never know what kind of guy comes home in the middle of the night at Sunday. But yeah, so we went to sleep. He said he's not coming. And then all of a sudden, like, I think it was like 1 or 2 a.m., somebody knocked at the door like crazy. Like, what the fuck? He tries to get into the room and like hammering against the wall. Like, my brother didn't even wake up, but I was sleeping right next to the door. So I woke up. I was like, what the fuck? What is this guy? He was like really aggressive, like how he did it, like just like knocking against the door, like trying to get into the room. I was like, what the fuck? So I woke up my brother, and then he attempted to get into the room multiple times, like really aggressive, but then he kind of stopped. So I woke up my brother, and it's like, what the fuck? What should we do? Like, now I can't sleep. What if this like is like a, like, you know, you never know what kind of guy is that, you know, you never know. And like how like aggressive he tried to get into the room, it was not a good sign. So it's like, I can't sleep again. Like, what if he like breaks the door or something, gets really aggressive, you know? So, you know, like sometimes you have to just do what feels right. And if you can't sleep anyways, again, I just said aside, whatever, like just pack our stuff and just drive back to Vancouver to my apartment and sleep there. So we kind of like got our stuff together. We were only packing really light. So we left the Airbnb and we went up. So we left the room and we just went up, and this guy was sitting in the living room and just stared at us, like just stared at us with this stare, like, I don't know, like he was so angry. And yeah, we just got out of there. Like, we didn't say anything. We just like left and then just drove back to Vancouver in the middle of the night. But yeah, I messaged Airbnb about that, and we got a refund about that night. But yeah, it was crazy story. Like, you never know what kind of people stay in those rooms, so you just have to be safe, just in case, I'd say. And I realized that I have so many other stories to share, but I think those three will do it for now. We are like at 27 minutes, so I think it's a good half an hour story time. So let me know if you had any, if you wanna chat a little bit about your crazy stories, DM me on Instagram. We can have a chat and I'll share some more stories in the future. The sun just came out here in Vancouver. It's spring is around the corner. I just got my tent today, which is nice. So I can't wait to go camping this year. I haven't been camping last year, I think. No, I haven't been camping last year. So I'm just still waiting for my sleeping pad, but yeah, my tent is finally here and it gets warmer. I think on the top of the mountains, it's still like a lot of snow, but I can do some like camping like at sea level, which will be nice. But yeah, so thanks for listening again. And yeah, I'm at episode 6 now. So I'm trying to get another guest on episode 7 next week. I'm also didn't upload it on Sunday. I try to always upload on Sunday, but sometimes it just doesn't work out because I have to do other stuff. But yeah, thanks for sticking around until the end, and I see you, or see not see you, but I hear you next week. See you guys.